Yes, you know what, the 7-minute shares, I was really, really struck by the topic of sponsorship, benefits and challenges. And boy, what a wonderful part in my journey is sponsorship, and what a gift and a blessing and a joy. And yes, for me, it does come with many benefits and many challenges, but those challenges turn into joy. And I'll share a little bit is that what happened is by the third week I was on working my steps. This was the second time in SA I was working the steps. I had been in SA for about 4 months at that time. And what happened was I was reworking the steps and I was on step four. And a lady reached out to me and said, "Laura, you have changed since I first met you in our meeting. And I want to know what you do and how you're doing it. I'd like for you to be my sponsor." And I was so nervous because I had not finished working the steps. I was very new to SA. And someone had given me wonderful ESH and said that if she wants you to be her sponsor, and they're short on sponsors for ladies, and you yourself are ahead of her in the steps, what a wonderful opportunity for both of you. And so that solved one problem. And the other problem was this strong feeling of inadequacy, which is my own issues and which are going to start popping up through sponsorship. But the wonderful baby step, if you will, that was offered to me was the possibility of co-sponsoring. Now, co-sponsoring, typically to my understanding, is when I sponsor someone and that same person sponsors me back. This was a little different. This was another lady and I who had never sponsored before, but were on the same step in the steps. And so we decided to sponsor this young lady together. And that gave me such support, such comfort, and just that little bit of security that I could do this. So the three of us would meet and we would take her through the steps. And when I was a little weak on something, my co-sponsor would jump in and vice versa. And something beautiful started to happen that I had never experienced before. And that was this lady we were sponsoring was in such a pit emotionally, psychologically from our disease that she started to come out very painfully. So coming through withdrawals has never been easy, I find, at least not that I've witnessed and not that I've experienced. But once she started coming through her withdrawals and persevering in her program, she started to radiate. And I saw a change in her, that beautiful change that the Big Book talks about, that Carl Jung talks about on page 27 of the Big Book. And all of a sudden, I realized that for the first time in my life, I have a very important purpose. And for somebody who really couldn't do much and really couldn't function, my spiritual state was non-functional, but also my external state. I really was not able to do much at anything. But here, I could do something. I was of service, but not only of service with my co-sponsor and I, but somebody was in such a pit, a deep and dark place, that I don't believe anybody on the face of this planet could have pulled her out except higher power through sexaholics. And then I started to realize what a wonderful thing it is to be a sexaholic. And that was my first experience. And as she continued to go in recovery, my co-sponsor and our sponsee and I started to experience something that we had not experienced before, which was the ability to laugh together and to cry and to have this abundance of joy. And I remember seeing it in the gentlemen in my home group, their ability to laugh. You know, they were in recovery. And I said, "Gee, you know, I don't know that ladies do that, but man, that just looks like a whole bunch of fun." And I remember the first time we started laughing that, they said, "This is great." And we were tearing up. We were laughing so hard. And so the ability to bond and to connect with ladies was another wonderful benefit of sponsorship. And that's when I started meeting a lot of my defects is that as I continued to work with my sponsee and we started to have more sponsees, I started to see things happening that made me concerned. I was fearful for them and I didn't want them to do certain things because if they did certain things, it might jeopardize their path of growing in recovery. And so I might stress that concern. I might even try to be a little controlling. I might even offer to call them since they're not calling me. And one of the jokes we would say is, you know, I know something's wrong when I'm willing to do the inventory for my sponsees that they're not willing to do. And I started to have a lot of emotional pushback during sponsorship. And that's when I learned that the other wonderful benefit yet challenge at the same time to sponsorship is that my defects are going to pop up. They're going to creep up. They're going to jump out and scream at me that my sponsees are not doing what they need to do. And I need to take over and take charge to get them to do the work that they have to do to get them in recovery. And that was all my defects coming up. And so thank God there were people in the fellowship to, you know, say, yes, Laura, I've been there. And let me tell you what I had to do. I had to work the steps on myself. And that's what I had to do. I had to learn wonderful things like accepting my sponsees exactly where they are. I can communicate a concern once or twice, and then I can let them decide. And the other thing is that I learned it was okay to be sad. It was okay if my sponsees were sad. It was okay if I couldn't fix them. It was okay if I walked with them and I waited until they were ready to go a little further. And I realized that that is the love and tolerance that the big book talks about. And it's a beautiful journey that my sponsees, I tell them, you ladies saved my life because I did not know really how to be loving and tolerant to other ladies. And you ladies taught me. You were patient with me. You listened to my many amends I had to make to them because of my defects. And now I have so much more confidence in sponsorship and also being able to relate and to connect with ladies in the program. Thank you for letting me share.